We're up to some problem based top of the daf. Shmei and Medrash, the Inyotzim Bohem B'Shabbos, the Inyotzim Bohem Lazor. Mishnah says that Kisei Usmucho Shalom, the double amputee who goes on a little chair and has crutches, little crutches on the side that fit over his elbows or whatever, in order that, and his stumps. So those are Tomei Medrash. They're made to support his weight. And you can't go out with them on Shabbos, and you can't go into the Azara with them. And Rashi learns the problem of going into the Azara is because you're not allowed to go into the Azara with shoes on. Others learn that it has to do with Ein Yeshiva by Azara. You're not allowed to sit in the Azara, if that's considered sitting or not sitting. And some say that, let's see. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Nichnosim Bohem Lazar. You're allowed to go into the Azara. And the Rambam says in Pirish Mishnayis, because even though it's Maisa sitting down, but it's not, or it's considered what's it called, a shoe, right? It's the person's shoe, but since he needs it, he's an amputee, it's not considered a bezoyan. Right? Wearing a shoe on Harabayas or in the Azara is something that's an affront to the Mokom HaMikdash. But here it's not an affront because the person needs it to get around. Right? It's not like a regular shoe stand that's for protection. This is the person's whole means of locomotion. So based on that, I don't know if he mentions this, but Rav Moshe Feinstein has a shaila about a blind person bringing a seeing eye dog into shul. Normally you wouldn't bring a dog into shul. Right? Even though there are dogs that come into shul. But in any case, but not the four-legged variety. But Lamaisa, he says that since this is the person's way of getting around, it's not a bizoyan to the shul to have him bring his seeing eye dog into shul. Amr le'ani shone isha choletzes bo v'at omres nichnasim. I hold that a woman can be a nechletz with this. You take off these, this thing is considered mamash a shul. So how can you go into the Azara? Tani ein nichnasim bo mazor. The Braisa should say ein nichnasim bo mazor. Okay, but in any case, but there are two opinions here, and the things we said before, the things that the person who's the amputee doesn't mamish what's it called rest on, those aren't considered shoes, those you can go into the Azara. Okay, Rashi. Ani shone isha choletzes bo al manal karina be, it's called a shoe. Okay, let's go on. Loktamin tahora. My loktamin. What are loktamin? Omra vavo, chamra the achba. First shot in loktamin is chamra the achba. The first shot in chamra the achba, Rashi says, chamur hanesa biktafayim haleitzonim, osim oso, the nira kamisha roche volov, uvim komenu nikra ardepisa. What it is something that clowns use to make it look like they're riding on a horse. It's like a horse costume. They put it over their shoulders, and it looks like they're riding on a short on a horse. They put it over their shoulders, and what's it called? They have those things. What's it called? It looks like it looks like you're riding on a horse. Okay, so that's what's it called? Right. It's not mekabel tuma. It says no. It's not a kli maisa. It's not a kli kibul. It's nothing. That's the first thing. Rava bar papa omar kshire. Rashi says kshire, shemahalchim bohem b'makom tit. It's like small stilts that you walk on where it's muddy, to hold you above the mud. The kashili know that tahorim mitumas maga, they're just pshutei kliates, the pshutei kliates ninu, aval min hanedris lama tahorim. There's something you mamish walk on. So the Rishonim say, because you don't really walk on them normally. You can't walk on them steadily. You only walk on them when you want to lift yourself above the mud. Something that you only walk on, not as a steady walk, but only intermittently, that's not Mekabel Tumas Medrash. That's the second shot. And the third shot is, Rava bar Rav Huna Omar Parmi. Rashi Parmi Talmosa. Hanikshiris ala partzuf lahadis abonek time. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. It's a mask. I saw three pshatim according to Rashi. One is three pshatim in the Gemara, and Rashi learns them. First one is a costume, a horse costume. The second one is what's called little stilts. And the third one is what's it called, mask. Tosfos says that the reason they're not mekabel tuma, the stilts, is because they're not little stilts. They're big stilts that you only use for dancing and for acrobatics, but not for actual walking. Nobody walks on gigantic stilts normally. It's only done, what's it called, by clowns. So therefore, that's not Tomei Tumas Medrash. It's not a regular walk. And therefore, what's it called, that's what Tosa says. Others say that even small stilts, but you don't normally walk them, only to get over the mud, those also are not not Mekabel Tumas Medrash. There's other pshatim here of what these things are. Rabbeinu Chananel says that that it is a, what's it called, Chamra de Uchva is a artificial arm, hand. Just like the other thing is the Kiteya has his Kav. If you have, you're an amputee in arms, you don't have arms, so you put on a prosthesis. That's what's it called, one pshat in Lok Tomin. Another pshat that Rabbeinu Chananel says in Parmi, right, is something, I don't know exactly what it is, you tie around the face of an old person whose lips droop. I don't know exactly what it means, like they have toothaches, I don't know exactly what it means. And the Aruch says that it's like some kind of atar, it's like a crown, a dress-up crown made out of copper, and it's made for, what's it called, like a costume. And people, what's it called, used to get on a wooden horse and make believe like they're a king going out into battle. So the crown they would wear, right, is made out of copper, and it wasn't considered, it's like a mask. So it wasn't considered a cleave to be a Kabbal tomb. Okay, let's go on. Habonim yotzim b'ksharim, ubnei malachim b'zugim, v'chol adam, ela shedibru chacham b'hove. Boys are allowed to go out with ksharim, and the Gemara discussed what they are, and children of kings can go out with zugim, which is bells, and really anybody can go out with bells, but normally, normal people don't wear bells except for king's children, royal children, who wear bells. Okay, Rashi, Ksharim, Mefarish, B'dmara, Zogim, Ishkalitis, bells, Shal Zohav, Lenoi, golden bells that were made for what's it called, for ornament. Mike Ksharim, Omer Adamori, Omer of Nachman Bar Baruch, Omer of Ashi Bar Ovin, Omer of Yehuda, Kshurei Pua. Pua is a kind of dye, and Kshurei Pua, Kosherim, B'Ksharim, Rashi says, V'tolin, what's it called? Adamori Kachshmo. His name is Adamori. Kashri Pua, Grancha, Kosrin B'Ksharim, V'Tolin B'Tzavar L'Rafua. V'Lo Yadati Le'Zechole. Actually, I don't know exactly what it heals, but it's some kind of, they tie these things into pouches, and it's made of Pua. Pua is a dye. So it's a red dye. Omer Abaya, so it's like a red string around your hand. Here's a red pouch around your neck. Omra Baya, Omrali Ain, Tauta Mukmi, if you have three of them around your neck, right, that keeps you healthy. Chamisha Masu, five of them even heal if you're already sick. And Shiva Filik Shotim Mali, if you have seven, it even helps against magic incantations that a person has against it. Omra Vachabra Yaakov, Vahudalo Chazi Le Shimsha, there's a few conditions that for these things to work. One is that never saw the sunlight. Okay? Couldn't be in the sunlight. The Sierra, or the moon. Velochazi Mitra, and it never rained while you had these things on. Or while they were made, I guess. I don't know. Veloshmiale Kol Barzala. And when it was being made, I think it was being made, not when you're wearing it. What's it called? You didn't, nobody, what's it called? There was no noise made by pounding metal. Iron. The Kol Tarnagulto. And it never heard a rooster crow. They call Nigri. Nigri is, I think, people's footsteps. Anybody have a... Footsteps? Yeah, okay. So Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Nofel Puta Bavira. Forget about these things healing anything, because it's impossible to have anything that fits all these conditions. So it's not going to be too effective. Rashi. Mukmi Mamidim Hacholi Shelo Yigdal. If you have three of them, it will hold the what's it called, the sickness from spreading. Won't cure it, but it'll hold it up. Heikshor, if you have five of them, Masu, then it'll heal the sickness. And what's it called? And the seven of them will work even against Kshafima, Nigri, Psios, his footsteps. Nofa Puta Babira, Nofa Rufua Sapua Babor. They ain't on a Nizer Becholelu. Nobody's careful about all these things that either, again, I'm not sure if it means while he's wearing it or while it was being made, that these things didn't happen. If it's wearing it, for sure, it's almost impossible that the guy, what's it called, stay, had to stay in the house, not be exposed to sunlight or moonlight, and none of these things should have happened. It's pretty difficult to be nizer in that, and then the refuah has no effect. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to Lamaisa. If that's the pshat in Ksharim, that bonim, young boys are allowed to go out with these Ksharim, mayiri bonim, afilu bonis nami. This is not only for males, it's for females too. Mayiri ktanim, why is it only boys? Even men. Afilu gedolim, men or women. Right? This thing is a refuah. It helps for men, women, children. Why is Dafka Bonim are allowed to go out with this? What's the Yichud of Bonim? Ella, so that can't be the Pshat and Ksharim. There is such a thing called Kishrei Puah, but it's not what the Mishnah is talking about.
What? Well,
no, that's going on the last part. Not only children of kings, but anybody can do this. But not the first part. Ella, my Ksharim. So what is Ksharim? Kihada Omar Ovin Barhuna Omar of Chama Barguria Ben Sheish Lo Gaguim Al Aviv, a child that is has anxiety, is anxious for his father, right? Notel Ritsua Mimanao Shal Yamin, he should take a shoelace from his right shoe, the kosher lo bismolo, and tie it around the child's left arm. And that way, then the father goes away, the child won't be so anxious for the father. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the simonech tefillin. It's like tefillin. You take your right hand and you tie the tefillin on your left hand, so you take your right shoelace and tie it on the child's left side. The chilufa sakantav, if you mix it up, right, and you put it on your left shoelace on the kid's right side, that's a sakana for the child. He gets too anxious. Gets overly anxious for the father. Rashi, my iribonim, l'rav Yehuda Porech, iki shurim demasisim l'refuas cholinin, who my iribonim. If the shurim and the Mishnah are a cure, there's something that's a curative thing, why dafka boys? Gaguim, migageya olav. Looks forward to the father very, very much. The Einu Yochli Pori, you can't leave him. The father's going away, and the kid is having an anxiety attack because of the father going away. This is only for males. Shein ha'av mechad mekolkach. Because fathers don't really, their daughters aren't so endeared to them. Mitchilasan shumagaygin erlov. They don't, a boy, the father is really endeared to from the beginning, so the kid can get really attached to the father. But girls, I don't know if that maybe nishtanu hateva b'zman hazeh. Girls aren't that much endeared to their father, because the father doesn't endear them so much to begin with, so they don't get so attached to the father as a boy does. Tefillin, shiyad yamino koshrusel b'smol. The simon is zes simon legirsa. If you want to know which shoelace to take off and tie on your kid's arm, which arm, the right on the left. Sakanta shemigagei yosmidai. He becomes too anxious for the father when he leaves, if you do it the other way around. Omer Ovin Barhuna, Omer Avchama Barguria, Schufe Kise Atibure B'Shabsa Shaper Domi. Now I go some other halachas of Shabbos. They have nothing to do pretty much with what this Mishnah speaks about. Rashi, Schufe Kise, Kos Yesh Bo Hevel, Gigon She'iru Menu Mayim Chadim. You have a cup which makes a vacuum. You had hot water in a cup, and you poured it out quickly, and now there's a vacuum in the cup. The kofeo ala tibur lemi shechosh b'meyod. But oches hakosis habosa, because it's a vacuum, you turn it on and you put it on your stomach, and it pulls the flesh, right? The flesh goes into the vacuum. The oches hakosis habosa, moshe chilav shemayim, and it pulls your insides into the towards the cup, umoshiv makom, puts them back into place. It's like bankers. They used to use what's it called cups that they would light a fire, take the oxygen out of it, so make a what's it called a vacuum, and then put it on the back to pull out pull out the circulation, whatever it was for, like a leech. Only it was leeches that were not animals, artificial leeches. Okay, so that's mutter to do on Shabbos. The Omar Ovin Barhuna, Omar Rav Chama Barguria, mutter losu shemen umelach b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put oil and salt, Rashi says, on your palms and on the bottom of your feet on Shabbos. Okay, ki hoda Rav Huna. Mi bei Rav, v'Rav mi bei Rabchia, v'Rabchia mi bei Rebbe. This is a cure for a hangover. What happened? When Rav Huna would leave the yeshiva of Rav, or Rav would leave the yeshiva of Rabchia, or Rabchia would leave the yeshiva of Rebbe, so ki havi mevasmei, they would get drunk. They used to give the Talmidim wine in order to, heighten their sensitivity to learning. So it was nohug for the Talmidim to drink. And sometimes they get drunk. Okay? Things haven't changed. Only now they don't do it for that reason. They used to do it to be able to learn. Right, look at Rashi. Rav Huna midei Rav, kishohaya ba midei Rav, shehu Rabo, when Rav Huna would come from his Rebbe's yeshiva, Rav, and Rav would come from Rabchia, for Rabchia mibei Rebbe, those when they would come from the yeshiva of their Rebbeim, mevasmi, shikurin hoyu, they were drunk. Mashkinas ha-Talmidim, they used to give the Talmidim yayin, the aim of they shechashuvin heim hoyu osim lem dover lahotik es yenim. It wasn't nice that they should be drunk, right? So they used to do something to take away the hangover, to take away the drunkenness. So what do they do? Maisi mishcho milcha, they would bring oil and salt. The shayfi lehu lidvayasa the yadaya lidvayasa the karayu. They would put it on the outside, the inside of their hands and their feet. In other words, on the palms of their hands and on the heels of their feet. Not the heel, the sole of their feet. The amrei ki hechi ditzil ha mishcha litzil chamri de planya bar planisa. They would say when they did it, right, just like oil is clear, let the wine be cleared up from this person, right? Ploni bar plonis. The ilo maisi, the ilo, if they didn't have salt and oil, maisi shia de donna, b'shari le b'maya, they would bring the seal, the plug of a barrel, and soak it in water. The omar ki hecha the litzel haisheya litzel chamri de planya. Just like this plug is getting smooth, that so too this person's wine should go away from ploni bar plonis. The Omar Ovin Bar Huna, Omar Avchama Bar Guria, Mutter Lechanik B'Shabbos. Some kind of thing, not that you're allowed to choke yourself on Shabbos, but they had a thing, the person had a bone in his back that moved out of place, so they would like hang him up a little bit, and it would straighten out his vertebra. Okay, if they hung him up too much, didn't have to worry about his vertebra. Rashi, Ligvias Diodayu, Toche Yedehem, the inside of their hand, the palms, the Hainukaf, it's palm. The Tzayil, Shaholich Venasit Sol, it becomes transparent, clear. Kol Shah Michom HaBosser, Okay, from the heat of the hand, it evaporates the oil and becomes clear. Sheyed donam mikufas achovis. That's the thing that you plug up the barrel with. Titzil hashia machmas amayim. The water is going to what's it called? Make the barrel plug clear. Lichonik mishen nifrika chulyishol mafrekas sagoro. Somebody had a vertebra that moved out of place. The nofelis begrono, and it's falling into his throat. So tolin also barosh, you hang him up by the head. Shet sagoro nifsa, that his neck should stretch. The domelech, it looks like you're choking him. Okay, let's go on. That's also mutar on Shabbos. The Omar Ovin Barhuna Omar of Chama Barguria lefufe yenuka b'shabbos shaper domi. Rashi lefufe lekorcho b'gadim. It's not just putting, it's tying him up in, wrapping him in clothing, like a wimple, right, very tightly. The kosher b'chagura rechava u'misyashvin pirkei evorov sheim rakim. Since the child's limbs and joints are very soft, v'nishtoshim b'chevli haleda, and sometimes they move out of place, his joints, the korin, whatever it's called, so they used to wrap him up tight, and it used to put the joints back into place. So that's also mutar on Shabbos. All these things are refuahs, but they have nothing to do with shchikas samamonim, because you can't make this refuah with any kind of medicine. This only works with these kinds of ways. Omer Abaya, Omer Li Aim, my mother, which really means my nursemaid, because Abaya's mother died at birth. So he used to call his nursemaid his mother. Kol minyane b'shma de'ima. When you have incantations, you should use the mother's name. This is one of the places that's the makor, that when we daven for a sick person, we use the mother's name. And one of the reasons is that the mother is for sure. The father is only a chazaka. But you know who the mother is, because, and it's also more nicker who the mother is, because you know people see a woman give birth. The father is not nicker who the father is. Another reason is that the mother has more rachamim in Shamayim. Another reason I saw is because women have less of chovos against them in Shamayim, because they don't have Talmud Torah, so Bitl Torah doesn't apply to them. There's a lot of mitzvahs they're not chayiv in. So therefore, a woman has less chance of having a kpeda against her in Shamayim as a man. If you're davening for a sick person, mention the mother, who has less problems with the mother than the father usually. And therefore, what's it called? A living, when you're davening for a living person, for a holy, use the mother's name. Our meaning is when you daven for a person who's dead, then you use the father's name. Because, mother also has to do with the physical side of the person, right? The dam, whatever. So davening for a sick person, daven with the mother's name. But the father is more the spiritual side of the person, and therefore, what's it called, when he's after he's in this world, in the next world, there you daven with the father's name. Some have the opposite, that they daven the mother's name in the for kel moli rachamim, and father's name for sickness. And some, what's it called, do all time the father's name, and some all time the mother's name. And some say you bought the father and the mother's name. But our minig is father for living people by holy, and mother for living people by holy, and for Kelmoli Rachman, the father's name. It's called Kitrei Bismala. Anything that has to be tied for these incantations, you do with the left. The Omer Abaya, Omer Li'aim, Kol Minyani de Mefarshi, Kine Mefarshi. And my mother, my nursemaid also told me that wherever it says that you have to do something a certain amount of times, so whatever amount of times it says, if it says it beferish, that's how many times you do it. Udlo mefarshe, but where it doesn't say beferish, how many times to say it, right? Arboy v'chadzim, then it's 41 times. That's how many times, the generic amount of times to say an incantation or whatever it is with these kinds of refuahs is 41 times. Rashi. Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Yotzin be'evin tekuma b'Shabbos. An evin tekuma is a stone. We'll see in one second how it's made. that a woman wears when she's pregnant that she should never miscarriage. They even have them today, have in Tekumas. Mishum Reb Meir Omru, Af B'Mishkol, Evin Tekuma, what's it called? Af B'Mishkol, Evin Tekuma, doesn't have to be the Evin Tekuma itself, but anything that is weighed opposite an Evin Tekuma also has a din of an Evin Tekuma. So you don't need the Evin Tekuma itself, but even something that was weighed opposite an Evin Tekuma. Veloshi Pila, Elishal Shema Tapil, not that she once had a miscarriage and therefore there's a reason to suspect she'll have another one. Even if there's some reason to suspect that she'll have a miscarriage, she never had a miscarriage before. Veloshi Ibra, and even she's not pregnant now. Elishema Tisaber Vatapil, she can wear it even because maybe she'll be pregnant and she'll have a miscarriage. She doesn't know she's pregnant yet. So she can wear it even when she's not sure she's pregnant. Omer of Yemer Bar Shalmiya Mishmei Dabaya, Vahu De'Chavin De'Iskel. So the Rashi learns De'Chavin De'Iskel means that it was, you got the exact weight of the Evin Tekuma first time. You didn't have to, what's it called, make any adjustments. You found something that was exactly the same weight as the Evin Tekuma. Then that thing becomes like an Evin Tekuma. But if you had to make adjustments, take a little bit away, add a little bit, then it doesn't have any effectiveness. Goya Baya, Mishkel to Mishkel Mai. What happens if it's something that was weighed against something that weighed against an Evin Tekuma? You had a rock that had the exact same, what's it called, weight of an Evin Tekuma, or a tape recorder that had the same weight of an Evin Tekuma, and then you weighed a safer opposite the tape recorder, and it also had the same exact weight. So does the safer now have the effective thing of keeping the woman from, since it's something that's the same exact weight as the Evin Tekuma, it has to be the original thing, not the secondary thing. Teku. Rashi. No Rashi. What's it called? Oh, we skipped something here then. That's what I'm saying. We skipped, we skipped, 1 second. Where? Yeah, but where is that? Ah, here it is. Ah, I see. After the Fufa Yanuka Vishab Shishabradami. Okay, Rapapa Masni Bonim. Right, in these two things, he said, what's it called? Two things of Ketanim. And Ravzid Masni Ben. Only one of them. Rapapa Masni Bonim, Vitarvayu Masnu Ba'ovim Barhuna. He said that these two halachas of Bonim, right, the Lefufe and the, what's it called, what you're allowed to do to babies on Shabbos, and he said them both in the name of Ovin Bar Huna. Rav Zvitz only said one of them, right, and Kamaisa Masni Ovin Bar Huna, Bahai Masni Barabba Barav Chana. He only mentioned one of them, that Ovin Bar Huna said, and the other one he said the name of Rabba Barav Chana. Okay, listen, now there's a Rashi, that's what we missed. Masni Bonin, Shtei Shmuos Da'ir Biktanim, Chayashon B'Shem Reb Ovin Bar Huna. Mishmei de Rav Chama Bar Guria, right? He, what's it called, Rav Zvid, right, not Rav Zvid, Rav Papa, right, when he learned over these inyanim, he said them over in the name of Rav Avin Bar Huna, and he said both of these shmuas in his name. But Rav Zvid only said Ben, Chada Shmaisa, the Ari Bekot, Masne Mishmei, only one of them did he say in the name of Rav Avin Bar Huna, and the other one he said in the name of Rabba Barbar Chana. Okay. Tarvai, what are the two things? Gaguim ulefufei, the halacha of gaguim, and the halacha that you're allowed to, what's it called, wrap a baby and fix up his joints. So the shaila is if Ovin Bar Huna said both of them, or he only said one of them, Rabba Barbar Chana said the other one. Okay. Kol minyone, kol lechishos. When they should kofin olson, yesh gimu pamin, the yesh yoser, korli minyone. They're called minyone, but they mean incantations that are said more than one time. Pishma de ima, ploni ben plonis. So you always use the mother's name when describing the person. The mifarshe, kol achoshin, shemafurash, minyon, kama panim, shiomru v'yichbluvoso. Wherever it says how many times to repeat it, so you say how many times it says. If it doesn't, kin mefarshe, kofen oso kafi minyano. With the lo mefarshe, where it doesn't specifically say how many times to say it, but you know it's more than one time, right, stam tfilosan arboin v'chad zimnim. You have to repeat it it's generically 41 times, unless it says differently. Okay, Evan Tkuma. Evan should no seis osa noshim ubros shalo yapilu. It's a certain kind of stone that women wear that they should never miscarriage. The mishkal shum davar sheshaklu kenegda. It's not only this stone, but anything that they weighed opposite this stone. Velo shehipila, velo tomar shalo itiru lotzis po ela leisha shalula lahapil, ubra shehipila kvar uberacher. And not only a woman who once had a miscarriage, who there's reason to suspect she'll have another one, is allowed to wear this, right? But even a woman who never had a miscarriage. Velo shehibra, even she doesn't know she adua la shimuber, even she doesn't know she's pregnant, she's afraid she may be pregnant, then she also can wear it. Vehudi chavim v'tokel, shenimtza chepes me'el of the mishkol ha'evin. Velo shechisri men ro sifol of the chavno. It's where it exactly was the same weight as the evin tkuma, then it's effective. But if you had to add or subtract from it to make it the same way, it doesn't help. Okay, weiter.
She carried, she puts it in her pocket, or she has
to... No, sorry, she wears it. I think she wears it around her neck. But for her, it's a tachshit. The Omer Abaya, Omer Li Ein, Le'eshta Bas Yoma, if a person has a, what's it called, a fever that Rashi says shachzaso b'chol yom. It's a recurring fever every day. Lishkol zuza chivro. You should take a silver coin, the lazel of milcha, so and go to a place where they evaporate salt, the lishkol maskele milcha, and weigh out connected the coin the same weight of salt. The tzayre b'chalola deveitzavor, and he should wrap it. Under and put it underneath his chin, okay, hanging under his chin, benira barka, with a clump of hair, okay, and Rashi says, zuza chivra, tsaru v'chadash, a new, silver coin, lemilcha solamokum sreifas hamayim, shosim nagorim al svas hayom, lahamshich mayim lebrechos rechavos asuyos lekach, v'chnis malu sosim akaritzim, v'ashem esorik es hamayim, shemaluchim heim v'nasim elach. Sea water. They put into places on the seashore, and they let the sun evaporate the water, and the salt just remains. V'chalola devet saboro, tachas grono, keneged miftechei chaluko, loshen rabbeinu halevi. Put it under your neck, in the place where your shirt buttons. Nira barka, litza shel basar, shel sar, a clump of hair. The ilo, if you don't have all those things, leisiv aparshas drachim, then go sit by a crossroads. The chichazi shumshin agamla, we see a big ant. The dori meat is carrying something. Lishkale, take the ant. Lishagye begufsa nechasha, put it into a copper pipe. Lishatme ba'avra, and seal the pipe with lead. Lichtame b'shisin gushpanki, and seal it with 60 seals. We see Rashi's lavdavka. Barzule v'lidre v'leimale, and then when you have this ant in this pipe, right, sealed up, you should say the following, says Rashi first. Parshas drachim, makom sheshnei drachim is parshim, a crossroads, shumshin agamla, nemog legdola, big ant, the dori midi, towing klum, is carrying something, lishkele l'shumshin, take the ant, the gutsin nechosha, kamin konish nechosha, in a pipe that's made out of copper, the lister may be evra, yistong piaboteris, and close up the top of the pipe with lead, gushpanki chosmos, and seal it with 60 seals, v'lav daka shisin nokat, v'lav daka chosmos shol tzura. It doesn't have to be mamish seals, right? They have, normally seals have some kind of writing or picture on it or whatever, so you know if it's been broken. Elestimas har bezu al zu, means close it up with a lot of different things. Shai valoferis, put wax over the lead, v'shuv zeves, and then pitch, v'shuv kit, and then clay. So you seal it up with a lot of seals. And 60 is a euphemism for a lot. Ulibarzule yinaneu, and then shake it, okay, and say this following. Teunach olai utunai aloch. All right, I'll carry your thing, you carry my thing. So it takes away the fever. Now you take my fever, I'll take what you were carrying. Okay? Omerle Ravacha Breda Ravuna Ravashi, don't say that. Why, Dilma Inish Askeche, maybe somebody already did this with this aunt. And they already said, you have carry what I'm carrying, and now you're carrying the other guy's fever. You're going to take the other guy's fever off this aunt. Right? The Itzik Bey, Elalei Malei Tunai Vitunach Allah. Say to the aunt, my package and your package you should carry. Whatever you are carrying, you still can carry, and carry what I'm carrying, which means the sickness. The Lidra Yisra'enu, right, you should, what's it called, shake it and pick it up, and say, V'lei Me'lishim, say to the ant, Tu'una Cholai, Masha Yisra'enu, no, say, Yisra'enu, what you were carrying, I'll carry. The Tu'nai HaCholi Shali, and my sickness, you carry. So Moses says, no, you shouldn't say that. Inish Ashkechei V'Yisikbei, Choli Kazeh, maybe somebody already used this ant for the same kind of thing. So he put his sickness on the ant. Now you're saying, I'll carry your, what's you're carrying? You're carrying the sickness from the other guy. You're now taking the other guy's sickness on you. So you should say, whatever you were carrying and I was carrying, you should carry. The Elo, if you can't find an ant, Lishkol Kuza Chadita, should take a, what's it called, a small flask, Klicheres Kotnachal, a new flask of Klicheres, a crucible. That's what it is. Small crucible of earthenware. V'lezel Nara, and go to the river. V'lemale Nara Nara Ostin Kuza Demaya L'urcha De'iklili. I need to borrow a crucible of water for a, what's it called, for a trip that I'm taking. V'leheder Shev Zimne Areshe. They should fill up the crucible with water and circle his head with it 7 times. Ulishadyan lachore, and then throw it over his back. Valay malay, in other words, backwards. Valay malay nahara nahara shkol maya dihavisli de urcha de ikli biome also biome ozal. What's it called? He said, take back the water that you gave me for my trip, because the trip came and went the same day, and it's all an incantation of taking away the fever. Okay, Rashi. Loan me some water. And he should put it around his head 7 times, and that will help to take away the fever.